This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump is no yogi, he's no guru, he's no sage. You know what he focuses on? The dude just tells the truth. And the truth is in such limited supply these days that he comes off as like some, woo-hoo, look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump tells you the truth about the border. That was the first thing he came out with. These people, these criminals are coming into the country through the border. They're terrorists. They're drug dealers. He hates Mexicans. How can a dude in the building industry hate Mexicans? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump says, Barack Obama got me into this business because he's such a terrible politician. He's horrible. His policies are... I wanted him to be successful. I didn't want to do this. He's a racist. He doesn't like Obama. He says nothing of the sort. And I could go on. Donald Trump tells you what's wrong. These people are cheating you. They don't care about you. How dare he accuse us of being exactly who we are? That's what all these politicians would say. Donald Trump explains the game. I'm an insider. I know what's going on. I'm a billionaire. I know what these people want. I know what they're willing to give up to just get a little bit of my money, a little bit of my time, my endorsement. It takes nothing to get, guys, you'd be shocked at how little money you have to get on the radar of a politician. It would blow your mind. If we all collectively got together, we raised $100,000 and we selectively targeted somebody that we knew would win, we'd be on their radar. If we had a spokesperson for our initiative. If you don't get it, as an example, let's say we want to change education in America. If we got together collectively and we all chipped in a buck, say 75 million Americans, let's not even say that many, say 5 million Americans get together and say we're going to chip in a buck. God forbid we give a buck a month. And we want to go after education. We could change education in this country. We could have people, the Congress... men and women putting our bills up and stuff, we would have a real debate in education and we could win it. We could. $1. I feel like trading places. I bet you that we couldn't break you for $1. I lost. Winthrop hands in the dollar. $1 of 5 million people. God forbid you give it every month. $60 million a year. We would absolutely upend the education system. I'm not telling you that the teachers unions wouldn't fight back. I'm just saying we would have enough financial power to get a seat at the table. And then we'd win. People know how to do this. Everybody making, and let me, I know I've interrupted that thought, but here's what I'll tell you. Conservatives don't do it. We're like, well, it's a system. The system should be fair. Why should I have to go pay for it? You have to pay for it because everybody else is paying for it. That's why you got to pay for it. I know you're all sanctimonious. I ain't paying for my politics. Look at me. Well, somebody's paying for the politics, and you're getting what you pay for. They are robbing you blind. But I want to go back to this because I want to talk about Donald Trump. He has thwarted the Democrats because he dare speak the truth. He dare tell people, look, you shouldn't have to pay for your politics. You shouldn't. But you know what? What does Donald Trump do every single day? He fundraises. He fundraises for his own defense. He's paying for his politics because he's saying, you know what? If you're going to keep me as your champion, you're going to pay for me. We've done it similarly. 500 people we've asked to give us $20 a month. We are chili pimps compared to what other people are getting. But with that, we can make you want to talk about paying for your politics? We can make so much happen with just that little bit of money. And by the way, those of you who want to do more, if you want to make it $100 a month or $1,000 a month, go for it. Do it. That means I don't have to have as many people. And it means I don't have to talk to as many people or visit them when I'm traveling. Good. Give me 10 people that'll give me a grand a month. I will show you what we'll do. We'll change politics. We'll still look for the little guys. I'll still talk to them. But we will go out there and put your money to work. And we'll do it in an ethical way. But let me tell you, if you think you're going to win this battle by not getting money, forget it. Even Donald Trump said, I'm not financing this whole thing by myself. I'm a billionaire, but I ain't that stupid. Well, I was, and I ain't a billionaire, but I was that stupid. I thought the little bit of chump change I had was going to do it. Let me tell you, politics is a blood sport. It is a tangled web that the Democrats are weaving because they want to keep you confused, dazed and confused. But their karma's coming back, and it's coming back with Donald Trump, in this case in New York. And I rather enjoy watching Donald Trump drag Democrats into the deep water with their minions and drown them. But you know what? He doesn't need to drag them into the deep water and drown them because they swim out there by themselves. They get caught in a riptide, and they drown. That's what happens to them. And this is the case for one of their attack dogs, Letitia James. She just watched her case blow up in her raggedy face. And CNN reported it. I keep coming back. The reason why I tell you guys all the time, I don't go to CNN and Politico and any of these leftist sites. You know, only time I go to their sites, when they give me the truth, then I go. I see the headline, Donald Trump vindicated. The conservative movement vindicated. Anything like that, yeah, I go. I want them to know, when you print the truth, I come over. If you're printing a lie, oh, there's more dirt on the Trump family, I skip over it. I'm not clicking that. Let your minions click that clickbait. Attack dog Letitia James. I got a case against Donald Trump. And even, let me tell you, even if this didn't go this way, which I'm about to explain, it still would have been a problem for Letitia James and all of them. I've already talked about it. Melissa and I were talking about it the other day as well. Anyway, here's what they wrote. CNN. An apparent backtrack by Donald Trump's ex-lawyer and fixer. I always like the way he's a fixer. Really? What's your attorney? What's your insurance agent? What's your doctor? What's your mechanic? Are they fixers? But anyway, they can't even let the article be written without this fixer. Threw the New York civil fraud trial into more chaos last week. Cohen gave combative testimony in the face of cross-examination by two Trump attorneys on Wednesday after he had implicated Trump the day prior for directing him to reverse engineer financial statements to increase his net worth. We'll talk about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing,
and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, boy, old Letitia James says, I got a case against Donald Trump. Woo-hoo! You know what? I got his personal attorney, and he's going to drop dime on what Donald Trump did. And you guys have heard me say this. Next to your wife, your attorney is the one that could probably put you away. If you're going to do something, theoretically, you're supposed to have attorney-client privilege. That's the person who knows all the dirt on you, right? He's supposed to be the one to put you away. And, of course, the Democrats used Cohen years before because they were like, we got Donald Trump. And I always chuckle because here's Donald Trump's attorney next to his wife, the guy that's got the dirt on Trump. And who goes to prison? The attorney. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm explaining that Letitia James's case just nuclear exploded in her face. Is that a word? It has exploded vastly, badly in her face. And it all has to do with Donald Trump's attorney. It's like these people keep tapping, going to the woods and the bear, you know, molest them. And it's the second and the third time. And the bear finally says to the hunter, I don't think you're here to hunt. I think you just like getting molested. I think the same thing's happening to Letitia James and these Democrats. They go after Trump for, oh, look at the Russian collusion. He colluded with Russia because he makes one statement. I hope Putin gives Hillary Clinton the, find those emails. Let's get Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. Oh my gosh, he's colluding. He's colluding with Russia. He knows. He's doing this. They're back channeling. So what do? We're going to impeach him. For what? For nothing. But Donald Trump says to, one of the, president of Ukraine, listen, we're giving you money. You need to stay the course on this fraud and stuff like that. You need to clean things up. And one of the places you need to look is that Biden family, Hunter Biden and Burisma. Oh, he's trying to get this guy to do this or that. They impeach him. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we got 50 reasons to impeach Joe Biden with all the evidence. And the Republicans go, well, we'll have an exploratory committee about it. Explore my butt. Go impeach the man. It's insane. But anyway, they go after, they use Cohen again. We'll get Donald Trump. I love that. Multiple attempts, they use this knucklehead shyster attorney. And I don't blame him from trying to flip Trump's personal attorney. He should have all the dirt. Try to flip him. So what did they do to Cohen? We're going to put your wife in prison. We'll put your kid. We'll put your pets in prison. You better flip, boy. And Cohen just flippity-floppity. Okay, I'll tell. And then he ends up in prison. I love it. But as in the first time of him ending up in prison, Democrats should have shifted gears. They should have abandoned the strategy of using Michael Cohen, but they didn't. No such luck. They put this man on the stand. And last week, Trump attorney Alina Haba pressed him about his 2019 congressional testimony. See, these guys forget. There is a record of what they say. And at the time, Cohen declared, not that I recall, in response to a question about whether Trump had directed him or the Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, to inflate the numbers for Trump's personal statement. Now, I remember Mark Cuban going, Donald Trump doesn't have any money. I have more money than Donald Trump. He's not liquid. He's not this. He's not that. And the idea was to denigrate him. You know, so what? He's got a great reputation for making money and the Midas touch and all that. He's no big deal. And so that led to, well, he's got to be cooking the books. I saw Trump's taxes when Rachel, what's her name, Maddow was going after him. And that year, I don't remember, but he made like 600 and something million dollars. He paid like 58 million in taxes. I mean, it was a billionaire portfolio. It wasn't mega billions, but it was hundreds of millions of dollars earned and taxes paid. You certainly, I didn't look at it and go, ooh, he's poor. He was making money. And he knew how to do it, and he would continue to do it. But no, they got to make, oh, he's inflating. Look, I don't care. I've said it 1,000 times. Whatever property you have that you want to sell, it is a factor of what it's sold for at the moment you sell it. I'll give you an example. You could have a work of art that somebody values at $5 million. And then the street finds out you're broke and you're liquidating. If you think somebody's going to give you $5 million, that may be fair market value. You're out of your mind. You'll be lucky to get $1 million. People will be talking about, he's got it on, it's pennies on the dollar over there, and you will be happy to get it. It might have been worth $5 million. It might be worth $5 million. But if somebody's going to put $1 million in your hand and you need it, you'll take it. And that becomes the value. And that's everything you sell. There are things that people hold on to. The ball hit by Mark McGwire. You know, the broke Babe Ruth's record. What do you think that ball is worth now? When he hit it, it was worth millions. And anybody smart would have sold it. Because once that record was broken, then it was done. The ball lost its value. That's what it's worth. And you can go to court over all this all you want. That's the value of it. I've got a thing signed by most of the cast of Star Wars. And it may hold its value because, you know, a lot of those guys, they're going to die and all that. But most things, you know, they're not, you don't know what it's going to do. And it doesn't matter because it depends on what your circumstances are when you sell it. It's like playing poker. So anyway, they tried to flip Michael Cohen. And so
Cohen said to Haba that he lied during his testimony to Congress when he says, not that I recall. So anyway, court adjourned for lunch. And when they returned, Trump's other attorney, a guy named Cliff Robert, questioned Cohen further about his congressional testimony. And the problem for Letitia James and the team trying to destroy Trump is Cohen's new and different response. And here's what he said. So Mr. Trump never asked you to inflate the numbers on his financial statement. And Cohen said, correct. And there it was. He admitted that his testimony was false. Again, and though Judge Ergen denied their request for a directed verdict, which means we're case over, Trump left the courtroom and he said this. The witness just admitted that we won the trial and the judge should end this trial immediately. But the attorney wanted to do damage control in New York. So they asked Cohen in a follow-up question to clarify his response. He says Trump never asked directly that they inflate the numbers. But Cohen suggested that inflating the numbers was implied. He said Trump spoke like a mob boss. And here's what he said. He tells you what he wants without specifically telling you. We understood what he wanted. So it's the old, I know what his intent was, even without him stating his intent defense, which quite frankly flies in the face of what Comey said of Hillary Clinton's intent when she deleted 3,000 emails, bleached bit servers, and smashed cell phones. Now, it's funny how the left doesn't know what intent is when there's actual damages, but they seem to know intent when conservatives in our dealing.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza and are preparing to go in and flush out the terrorist organization Hamas. Israel said its forces have split Gaza into North Gaza and South Gaza after troops reached Gaza's coastline. The U.S. continues to push for a humanitarian pause in fighting, but Israel has ignored the Biden administration, saying all hostages held by Hamas would need to be released first as a part of the deal. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria against American forces may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Biden administration had disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks. It's believed that the drone attacks and rocket attacks were carried out by Hezbollah, financed by Iran. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden wants people to understand this lack of white privilege when it comes to addiction. He says he's tired of being vilified for his addiction to drugs. He says he's a sufferer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Do you feel like Hunter Biden? Do you feel sorry for our little Hunter? USA Today reported Hunter expressed his disappointment in those who would use his addiction against him. Now, keep in mind, Hunter's gone after his old business partners. He is on a scorched earth, mission. It isn't, none of this stuff is his fault. Oh my goodness. Well, how could you possibly blame him? He's a Biden. Over 4 years ago, I chose life over the slow, strangled death grip of addiction, which in my case consisted each day of a bottle of vodka and as many hits on a crack pipe as possible. I am prouder of that choice and of my recovery than anything I've ever done. Hunter Biden wants you to know he's recovered. No more crack pipes for him. No more vodkas for him. No, no, no. He can hang out with the most elite of elites and hold his own. Yeah, he's a good, solid citizen. So what? He doesn't pay his child support. So what? They found that little baggie of cocaine in the White House. It wasn't mine. I think it belonged to somebody in the Secret Service. 4 years ago, he did it. He cracked it. He's got his little AA button or whatever. What do they call it? Druggers Anonymous? He's got his little button to prove it. Now, I want to say something about addiction. I feel sorry for people who suffer from addiction. But they had a choice. See, I can make this statement. I could have been addicted. My father was addicted on drugs. He died a crackhead. I'm speaking of real life situations. My younger brother, David, had to take care. David cries with me. I mean, I wasn't crying, but he cries with me when he talks about our father and him effectively raising his father like a child. Because he was so crack addicted, and so was David's mom. Two crack addicted people whose son is having to go and do things that David said to me, it almost broke my heart. He's like, yeah. Man, you don't want to know the stuff I have to do to take care of my mother and my father who were crackheads. I can only imagine. I come to this subject honestly. I'm not making any excuses, but here's what I will tell you. From the moment my dad told me, he said, son, I've been chemically dependent on something since I was 8 years old. And I talked about it in my first book, The Big Black Lie. And I said, I remember him telling me that story, going and having that first drink and everybody laughing. And I was thinking, my family wouldn't have laughed. They would have whooped my butt. But his family laughed. The Jackson side of the family laughed. I could have been a part of that family. It was ready to laugh at an 8-year-old kid drinking dead, so, you know, little remnants of drink. and laughing at him. And him thinking it was funny. Oh, that's what makes my folks laugh. They don't get upset with me. I watch them indulge all these alcoholics. My grandmother, they would have, everybody in my family, I would have got 6 butt whoopings. But my dad didn't. And I remember that story. And long before he ever told me that story, I already knew, because people had told me he was a drug addict and an alcoholic. My grandfather, his father, was an alcoholic. I didn't need to hear it. Well, Kevin, it skips a generation. Well, it didn't in mine. I don't know who the alcoholics were. But I know this. I wasn't going to be one. I wasn't going to be addicted to drugs. I wasn't a prude. I saw people do drugs. I was around drugs my whole life. But the thing that kept me from doing them was I said, you have an addictive personality. Never do it. Hunter Biden, I don't know what his story was, but here's what I can tell you. He could have never done it. But he didn't. He did it. But now he wants us to feel sorry for him. He had many opportunities and means to quit. He flunked out of rehab multiple times. He fed the beast. He indulged in drugs so much he almost made it fashionable. The dude used to photograph himself, video himself with scarves in his underwear, in high heels, with prostitutes, weighing cocaine, using cocaine. He made it mainstream, fashionable. It was Studio 50, freaking 4 for him. He documented his crack fuel binges on social media. But he shared these additional insights about it. My experience is not a unique one. Really? Really, Hunter? Your experience isn't unique. Let me tell you where it isn't, okay? It isn't that you're a crackhead. It isn't that you flunk out of rehab. It isn't that you keep going back to the disease. But let me tell you, beyond that, it's unique. Because let me tell you, you don't get raised by a senator, a vice president, and ultimately a cheating into office president, run a multinational company that is based on influence peddling of your father, you sit on boards. You should Google how many boards Hunter Biden sits on. You don't get people to expunge your purge your record, or what they call it, expunge your record, when you get caught in a traffic stop because you've got cocaine. Your story does have its own unique qualities. It is a unique one. But he tells us 20 million Americans today suffer from substance abuse disorder. Yeah, it's a disorder. Yeah, now it's got a name to it. It's a disorder. I don't know a family that hasn't been impacted in some way by addiction. What is distinct about my situation is I'm the son of the President of the United States. No, Hunter, you were the son of a senator when you were on crack. You were the son of a vice president when you were on crack. Now you're the son of a fake president and you're on crack. And you know what else you did? You put America in harm's way. Your addiction to crack and prostitutes and, I don't know, the thrill of all of this is what has America in two wars. Sorry, Hunter. Your crack addiction was long before this. And by the way, I don't even know that you can convince me, Hunter, that your crack addiction is gone, because that baggie that was in the White House, I still think that was yours. I think that was yours. You got to convince me otherwise. Hunter continues, my struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a vile, sustained disinformation campaign and an all-out annihilation of my reputation through high-pitched but fruitless congressional investigations. And more recently, criminal charges for possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days, 5 years ago. Charges that appear to be the first of any kind ever brought in history of Delaware. Well, they've been brought everywhere else, Hunter. He thinks he's trying to convince us he's a product of a witch hunt. Hunter blames others. He jumps on the disinformation campaign to make it our problem. It isn't his. So what? He's a crack addict who sat on boards and who got all kinds of preferential treatment, doesn't pay his child support, statute of limits is allowed to run out on his criminal cases, etc. He doesn't even have to catch a case. He pleads not guilty by reason of, I'm a Biden. Now he's the product of a witch hunt, right? It's our fault.
I seem to recall, folks, that all the information we gathered about Hunter Biden came from anybody? Anybody? Yep, Hunter Biden. Ironically, we got a wealth of information about Hunter Biden from his laptop from hell. And when the laptop was discovered, Hunter pretended that he didn't even know it was his laptop. My laptop. I don't know if that's even mine. I mean, it could be Russian misinformation. The laptop had pornographic pictures, pornographic videos, Hunter with prostitutes, and who knows what else. He kept emails chronicling the family's crooked business and much more. And for Hunter, who, by the way, says nobody got treated like I did. You're right, Hunter, because the FBI didn't keep that information a secret for months for anybody else like they did for you. They knew it was your property, your laptop. But they sat on evidence and possibly not just about Hunter, but about other family members and their criminal activities. But Hunter says, feel sorry for me. Let's all say it together, folks. Hunter Biden is the victim here. The man who ran point on the Biden family business, a business that sold access to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden then implemented policy that hurt American people. Hunter was put into the spotlight, not by the American people, by his family. And being honest, Hunter ran a decent business for a crackhead. I'm going to give that crackhead some absolute due. But in his plea to stop making him the poster child for addiction, Hunter wants to convince us that he accepts what's happening. He says, I accept that the choices are mine. I'm not a victim. By any standard, I grew up with privilege and opportunity and fully accept the choices and mistakes that I made are mine. I'm accountable for them and will continue to be. That's what recovery is about. Well, Hunter, you're not being a good recovery addict. Because I don't know how many crackheads get the opportunity you got. Actually, I do. Zero. So put the violin away, brother. The demonization of addiction and of human frailty? That's not what we're doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love the desperation of the left. I love seeing it. And I tell you guys all the time to be a fly on the wall as they're planning this stuff. And they're in the long game. They're looking at it beyond, even beyond Trump right now. They're looking at the long game. But the biggest thing right now on their brains, how do they stop Donald Trump? But they got so many other landmines in the minefield. And they forgot where they put them. Somebody destroyed the map. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Yeah, they're walking out there going, be careful, man. We don't know where we put the map. Chucky, Nancy, whoever. They have planted landmines for themselves that they don't know, uh-oh, when's it going to explode? And they're built by the Chinese. So they're not that dependable. Oh, my goodness. You want to know the biggest landmine? Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. all the lies that have been told. God, how many shows can we do about the litany of lies of these people? I talked the other day about Joe Biden. There is no, show me anything that man said from the time that he started running, so-called running for president, to this very day, that Joe Biden hasn't told it was a lie. That hasn't been debunked and proven as a lie. Show me one thing this man has said that was truthful. One. I didn't spend any time. I don't even know what my son's businesses are. I never got any money. I never got any money. None of my family members got any money. Up, up, up. Yeah, they did. 51 people said that I was not guilty. Yeah. Donald Trump's people were under oath and they said it. What are all lie, lie, lies. Nothing but lies. And the Democrats know it. The media knows it. All the establishment knows it. And they allow these suckers to lie. And it reminds me of Blasey Ford when they went after Cap. Just think about everything they do to get us. And they just lie. Oh, just Jussie Smollett got beat up by two Trump supporters. Can you even come up with a more childish lie than what Jussie Smollett said? And these people ran with it. They wanted to. Kamala Harris, this is a terrible thing to be going after people in the LGBT community, blah, 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 blah. And what was funny, during that period, I was reading under the covers, you know, some stuff, and the LGBT community was going, you know what? This doesn't pass the smell test. Even they went, wait a minute, this might backfire on us. And they were giving Jussie, you better be not lying, man, because this is big. You are putting us out there. And he lied. And the media, oh, this is a hate crime. Oh, these Trump people are haters. We had nothing to do with it.
A Democratic building was destroyed, blah, blah, blah.
It was the Republicans. And then you get the truth. Oh, it was a Democrat that did it. Everywhere you look, it was a Democrat that did it. It was a Democrat that did it. It was a Democrat that did it. They destroy stuff. They create chaos. They lie. Oh, there was a noose found on a college campus at a black girl's room. She did it. Why? Boyfriend broke up with her. Oh, she didn't get a good grade. George Floyd, a criminal, gets killed of his own accord. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, black people, we crazy. They just oppressing us all over the place. Yeah, they're oppressing you. When the cops go to arrest a drug-addicted clown who is trying to pass a phony $20 bill that a five-year-old could spot. But yeah, it's America's fault, isn't it? Sorry if I don't fall for it. See, I was born with a brain, and then I trained it. I learned how to use it. I honed it. And I might not be the brightest bulb in the box, but I ain't the dimmest. I know that. Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is urging the Justice Department to investigate a former business associate, Tony Bobulinski. The Biden team claims that Bobulinski lied to federal investigators during an interview in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. Now, let's just stop there for a second. I already mentioned, Joe Biden is a documented liar on everything leading up to the 2020 election. The FBI, documented liars on all of this. Tony Bobulinski, who has to find the guts to say so, you know, to even accuse a Biden, not because the Bidens are such a strong family, but because the Democrats are so vile and cruel and vitriolic, and they want revenge. So Hunter Biden says, you know that guy that was on the inside that we asked to come and join us and do all this stuff? That guy, he's a liar. Yeah. Now, this is coming from a crackhead who likes to put his porn and his drug abuse on the computer and who won't even admit that daddy's the big guy, even and doesn't pay his child support. What do I need to give you resume-wise about Hunter Biden to tell you that maybe he isn't quite as good of a guy as his daddy claims he is? What do you need to hear? Huh? I'm here all day. He's a scumbag, is what Hunter Biden is. And he's been carried by his father. Now, he came by it honestly. He watched his daddy, his wheeling-dealing daddy, the guy that's been begging for buttermilk his whole political career, and when the time came, he took advantage of it. And to be honest with you, he's a chili pimp compared to some of these other people. Joe Biden the money that he's earned in a crooked way wouldn't even fill Hillary Clinton's, one of her bras, her bra cups. I mean, she ain't that heavy-chested. That lady and her family have bilked billions out of people. They are worth more money than they ever should have been. They haven't contributed a single thing to this world, in my opinion, in any significant way, even though I do give Bill Clinton credit for his presidency. But I'm talking about from a product perspective. They haven't done anything. No thought leadership. Bill Clinton was successful because of Newt Gingrich. But they are mega millionaires. And the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation should be shut down and those people in prison. And they go around still throwing lavish galas and still collecting money. Probably have rebooted it for the most part. And Tony Bobulinski comes along and he says, you know, I know the inside scoop of how this stuff works, how these Bidens are lying, how they're cheating people, etc. And Hunter says, he's lying! Self-described global businessman Tony Bobulinski came forward in 2020 with allegations that the Bidens had lied to the public about the nature of then-candidate Joe Biden's involvement in his son's proposed overseas businesses. All of the allegations contained in Mr. Lowell's 10-page letter to U.S. Attorney Graves are patently false, and I look forward to exposing those lies and laying out the facts in a public forum. Now, this is the guy that went on Tucker to talk about this, and let me tell you, he's going about it the wrong way, because they will expose him. You know what happens to people that go after the left. Look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done nothing. He's got 91 indictments. If you don't think the Bidens are wanting to get Tony Bobulinski, man, they would like to shut that dude down like you wouldn't believe. It takes guts to go against the left. I see why people stick with him. You know, I've told you guys that I can't go back. The thing that I'm really great at, where I could easily solve my money problems, I can't even go back into. They're going to Google me, and they're going to find out this guy actually had the audacity to give his opinion about something, and it happens that his opinion is true. We can't hire him. He might offend too many people with the truth. So what? He's great at what he does. Doesn't matter. You bite the bullet. Trust me, Melissa and I have had these conversations. I've had this conversation with God, going, God, you put me on a course where I can't even go back and do what I do. And I'm not Kevin Spacey. I'm not a guy that spent his life acting. Then you find out he's buggering little boys. My truths, the things that I've done, aren't bad. I stand behind every single thing I've ever written or said. I stand behind it. Anyway, Bobulinski, he was talking about his case, and he said, I'm willing to absolutely go to battle with the Biden family over what I said. He says, if they want to take this, here's what he says, all the allegations are false, and I'd love to expose the lies. He says, it's sad for our country that Hunter, Jim, and Joe Biden, along with Abe Lowell, know they are all false and are trying to weaponize the DOJ against me. He says, if Hunter Biden and the Biden family is so determined to ensure that the full truth is put before the American people, Hunter, Jim, and Joe and I should all appear together before Congress publicly and under oath. He says they can name the date, the time, the place, and I would certainly be willing to do that for the American people. Do you think the Bidens would issue that kind of a declaration? No, they want to intimidate.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.